Is poker gambling? Is Texas Hold'em gambling, or is it a game of skill? I had to pay entry money to play poker last night, and I came away having lost nearly all of it. But I did get about 4 hours of enjoyment. And 4 hours of enjoyment for 20 euros is pretty good. An awful lot less than you'd pay for going to some of these concerts that you have to pay half a year, three quarters of a year in advance for. Oh dear, well, I'm recovering this morning. And I think I have recovered, really. I woke up once in the night. Yeah, that wasn't that enjoyable, to wake up at 3:45. But I went straight back to sleep and didn't wake until 10 past 10. So that's quite good. Yeah, I've just come from having a cup of tea in the kitchen. Everybody in this house is being lazy today. And I'm now back in bed. I decided I'd get into bed in order that I could record this for you. Yes, who's you? Well, you is everybody who's listening, I guess, and you in particular. But you is myself. Yeah, I'm talking to myself here. I'm looking around this room and I'm saying to myself, I see blue outside the sky, and I see a big trail as if an airplane had crossed the sky. I haven't checked that out. And from here, all I can really see are the backs of the houses in front. They all seem to have what they call loft lights up in the back of their house. We probably have two. And today I'm going to record little snippets, so I'm going to leave you while I go and have my medication, and I'll continue later on. Talk about the coming storm. The coming storm. I wonder if you've by any chance heard of it. It's a podcast series from the BBC. And I'm on series 2. And it is maybe the best or the most engaging podcast series that I can remember for ages. I'm finding myself walking around the house thinking, right, where can I find a place to sit down? When can I find a piece of time? I want to listen to the next episode. And thank goodness, there's series 2 has, I don't even know how many episodes coming. And I'm a bit afraid that the one episode I've listened to this morning, which is series 2, episode 1, which is all about a guy from San Clemente. And I've been to San Clemente when I was in California this summer. About a guy from San Clemente who ends up on January the 6th leading people, it is alleged. Well, I'd say I have to rely on journalists to a certain extent, who's put together the podcast, leading the assault on the Capitol, who's just been convicted in the podcast to something like 15 years jail, which I'm thinking, God, that's a shockingly long sentence for, you know, a madness. Well, I'm just going to call it a madness for now. I do believe it was I don't know if it was madness, really. What was the 6th? I don't know. I don't live in America. I can't really put a label on it that, you know, I'd be confident in. It was a riot. Was it an attempt to take over the government? Was it led consciously, deliberately by Donald Trump and his group? I don't know. But it's certainly riveting stuff. And I feel like thanking the journalist for all the work that they put in to record it. So now, having stopped listening to it, I'll go and check whether series 2 is episode 2 is already available. and I'm going to eat breakfast cereal with a sprinkling of cornflakes on top. Breakfast cereal to which I have added extra raisins and extra cashew nuts. Oh, right, well, this is going to be a kind of a gentle day. Oh, it's now 1:30 in the afternoon, and it's now Ulster versus the Lions. I actually can't remember what the proper name of the Lions is. They're from South Africa, and they're playing rugby. And I don't know where they're playing. It's on Premier Sports, One Live. I was actually kind of just scrolling through Sky Sports, wondering if, well, I don't know what I was wondering about. I did actually pause quite a long time on the President's Cup Golf, which has been stopped because of fog coming across. And at the moment, Ulster are well behind. And I'm passing time because I can't go and pick up Louis yet. Louis was with Mike overnight. I should introduce you to Mike. Mike is our dog minder. Terrific guy. And fortunately, he will take Louis at short notice. And in order to go and play poker last night and my daughter to be able to go out, Louis had to go to Mike. So now Mike is out walking the dogs. So I have to wait till Mike comes back before I can go and collect Louis and have a walk myself. I could have a walk myself, but I've become a little bit hooked on this game. I'm a bit twitchy. Just locking the front door of the house, going out, because I think there'll be very little opportunity to go out later on. There's been an orange weather warning, which means a lot of rain on the way. Don't know where it's coming from. Well, the Atlantic Ocean. But apparently it's coming for County Cork and about 4 or 5 other counties in Ireland. So I'm going to collect Louis and see if I can get a bit of a walk in with him. Although he'll have had his walk. Turn this thing on. He'll have had his walk with Mike. So maybe I don't need to take him for a walk. Maybe I could just go for a walk by myself. Cool, that'd be unusual. Why not? I wonder if recording a daily diary affects my behavior. I mean, partly, when you hear your own voice coming back at you, like when you speak out loud, there's a feedback loop of some sort in which you're saying, oh, do I really want to do that? Or did I really have to do that? Or am I really doing this? That's what talking to yourself, or me talking to myself, means. I question what's going on. And I think that's quite a good thing. I mean, that's one of the reasons I think that I've been so wedded to audio for so long, in that it gives me a chance to listen to myself, even when I'm communicating to another person. And also, when I'm listening to another person and not trying to get back in and say what I want to say, what they say sinks in a bit deeper. And I can kind of reflect on it without interrupting it. I know reflecting on it is a way of interrupting it. And as soon as you start reflecting on one sentence, your attention is weakened on the next sentence. I'm just remembering now what it used to be like in the old days when we had Rocky, another dog, and I used to go walking nearly every evening, and I would just do a free, loose talking, whatever came into my head. Yes, this is a little bit like doing the same thing. Like looking at this white line in the middle of the road and noticing how wavy it is. And noticing that this particular road that I'm driving on is a wavy road. Maybe I should call this diary something to do with driving a car. Or at least because I'm thinking of this car drive as being... or being in the car talking as being my mobile studio. I don't feel 100%, well, I certainly don't feel, you know, relaxed recording at home when there are other people in the house. And that might actually be affecting me talking at home when there's nobody in the house. But here in the car, it's my space. My space. There's a bus coming over the little bridge. What bus is that? It's got zero on the back of it. I didn't know a bus came over this bridge. In fact, I thought that this bridge was got a weight limit. But what do I know about weight limits for buses? Nothing. Okay, I've arrived at the park. Time to go out. Walk by myself.